We are at Chickies and Pizza South Philly. Coming up at 6 o'clock, live from Chickies in South Philly, the Brandon Graham Show. Brandon Graham, myself, Howard Eskin, 1 hour right here, of course, on your radio. But if you'd like to come out, we're at Chickies and Pete's, the official sports bar of the Philadelphia Eagles. The Top 5 at 5 is sponsored by T-Mobile. Head to T-Mobile.com and get a great deal on an iPhone 16 Pro.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
Well, it's time to play the old blame game after the Eagles lost yesterday. And, you know, there's a lot of factors and a lot of contributing factors to that loss yesterday. And I'll start with number five. And as always, it's hard to tell how much to put on this guy, but you have to put some blame on Nick Sirianni. They didn't look ready to go again. They're sloppy. And they had that look of a soft team again yesterday. And that's how it looked in the playoff game when they went down there. Like, they looked like a soft team. So, again, how much is it him? How much is it not him? I have no idea at this point. But he has to deserve some blame for yesterday. They didn't even get off the plane.
Yep.
Yeah, I think you have to blame him. I think the difference is that I think it's fair to blame him for an effort like that. The issue is when you have an effort like they had in New Orleans, he doesn't give any credit for it. You know, that no one says, boy, they really rallied.
They got him ready.
They got him ready.
Uh-huh. Remember the call I was arguing with last week? He gave all the credit to Jalen.
Yeah, to Jalen. Yeah, last. So does Jalen get all the credit? But I think when the team comes out as listless as they came out yesterday, dumb as they played yesterday, it's hard not to blame the head coach because that's the thing he's supposed to be in charge of.
That's one of his core principles.
Yeah.
Yep.
And they just, I think they've been just a sloppy situational team for a little bit now. Like, just in certain situations, it feels like they're always in the wrong. And, like, I can't blame him on the Isaiah Rodgers play. But still, like, even that's, like, a one little thing that goes wrong. And I don't know. They're just...
Well, he's responsible for everything. Like, he's the head coach, whether he's directly responsible for it or not.
Yeah.
That's what I try to tell you about the manager at times over there with the baseball team.
Well,
he's responsible regardless.
Again, comparing a football coach to a manager, I don't think
it's
great.
No. I'm just saying that when a team plays fundamentally bad, then
it all falls on him.
Yeah, that's part of his job.
The fourth blame for yesterday, and this is going to grow louder if this does not turn around soon, goes to Howie. I mean, the defense is deficient again. I don't care what happened last week against the Saints. He traded a third for Jahan Dotson, who can't play. I mean, he can't play. He made one catch yesterday. John Ross was wearing number 38 somehow at more yards.
Dude. Oh, God, we got to get him out of that number, dude.
It's
There's
so
no way a receiver
bad.
Can be 38. What are we doing?
I thought it was a cornerback.
I really didn't know who it was. I was like, they gave John Ross 38? I haven't seen a 38 since Cecil Martin played here with me.
I agree with you on that.
38 is a bad number. It cannot be. Like, we've gone too far.
That's a true fullback number.
We've gone too far with the players can wear whatever jersey number they want.
He couldn't have, unless he's 38 years old, why would he choose that number?
It has to be for some meaning, I would think, other than, like, maybe he was 83 for his whole life, and then he's wanted to just flip it around. I have no idea.
At some point, Howie's going to have to do something other than spend the owner's money, because he didn't even do it that well.
We lost Hassan.
He gave $51 million to Bryce Huff, who's getting benched for Brandon Graham.
Well, and if... The way it's looking now, and who knows how this ends up, but this would be the second quarterback in a row he gave a giant contract to, and then ends up bailing from 2 years later. You know, the time he gave Carson the contract was actually inexcusable, and you didn't need to give Hurts the contract when you gave him. So you have the first round picks, and he hasn't been a great drafter either. I give them credit. They pay players who are good, so those players don't leave. But that is a function of the owner being willing to spend on those players. Howie gets credit for getting it done, but the owner gets credit for the upfront money that allows them to spend that sort of money and not ruin the salary cap. Howie's going to have to do something other than do that, you know, and you have to put some blame on Howie for this situation that Sirianni is yes. in now.
Oh yeah.
You know, too. So sure, yeah. so I Howie it's Howie season every time he does everything.
Howie season.
You know.
Well, one of my favorite tweets.
It is. For a third round pick for Jahan Dotson. Howie season. But like this is when he struggles traditionally, is after he pays a quarterback. This is when he had to draft better. This is when he had to draft well, and he had to make smart signings. So we'll see. But Howie deserves some blame for yesterday. Third is Kellen Moore. They've scored a first quarter touchdown all year.
Yeah.
It's week four. And you look at the offense. I think as we go further and further here, and the offense continues to kind of look like last year, a little bit stagnant, it's going to come down to is it another offensive coordinator problem or is it a quarterback problem? But Kellen Moore, again, Saquon didn't really touch the ball until the third quarter yesterday.
Saquon would have scored on the third play of the game if the quarterback didn't throw a duck out of bounds.
Yeah, well, we know.
Yeah, okay.
Well, here's the other thing, and I've been on Kellen Moore for 2 weeks now. With his play designs, his play call, I didn't like the Atlanta game plan either. I didn't like the game plan against Atlanta. And the fact that they come out slow, where you have a scripted first 15 plays that you're supposed to work on all week, and these are plays that are supposed to get you in the end zone and put points on the board. Yeah, that's Kellen Moore.
One team looked prepared for it yesterday.
That's
one
Kellen
team
Moore. That's Kellen Moore. And you know, you forgot about a third option as to where the blame is going to go, because it's where people will go because they like the idea of Kellen Moore being here, and Jalen does no wrong. Then it becomes, well, Nick must be interfering.
He's meddling.
Again, he's meddling.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know if that's true or not. All I'm saying is I have not been impressed with Kellen Moore so far this year.
Was it three straight weeks they scored? Well, they scored 22 against the Falcons, but they were held down for a while, 15 and 16.
Yep.
That's for a boy genius, that's not exactly the best output.
Yep.
The second blame goes to Jalen. There was some momentum in that game yesterday. They were kind of scratching. They had They had the extra point that made it a two possession game. They're kind of marching down the field, and then we know the big momentum turnover. No yards in the first quarter. Slow starts, and again, it's going to come down to, is he a part of the reason why the offense kind of looks like they're moving in quicksand? I know.
Yes.
Well, he has to be, right?
Like, yes.
Of course he is.
So, yes.
We're going to blame the coordinator again, but the offense still looks a lot like last year with a different coordinator.
And he's holding the ball. I mean, he's literally holding the ball. Now, if you want to tell me receivers are not getting open, well, yesterday I can understand it. But he's been holding the ball last year he held the ball more than any other quarterback. His release time was longer than any other quarterback in the league last year. Like, he's not processing the information fast enough. And then when he's deciding what he wants to do, it's not instinctual. That fumble didn't have to happen. They picked up the blitz with Saquon. You have to know, either take off or get rid of the ball right then and there. You don't have time to pat the ball again. I called it burping the baby.
Yep.
But yeah, you don't have time to do that when you know you're getting pressure. Brady talked about it all day yesterday about his pocket awareness and lack of urgency in the pocket. That's been evident for over a year now. As a pro Jalen guy, that's been evident for over a year now.
I also thought it was his least accurate game I've seen him play in a while. There's a lot of overthrows yesterday. I mean, the Saquon pass, I'm not going to get over it for the entire year. But, but also there was a pass, the next two drives, it just sailed out of bounds. That was like a sideline pass. You rip it in there, you can have a catch at Jahan Dotson, but he sails it right out of bounds. I thought his accuracy also took a step back yesterday. But the number one blame, because I don't know who to blame on the defense, I'm going to blame Vic Fangio. I mean, all phases sucked. I mean, N'Kobe Dean sucked yesterday. Jordan Davis sucked yesterday. The edge rushers, as always, I mean, they suck.
Except for BG.
Nolan Smith was in coverage at one point.
Yeah.
Which was terrifying.
And Milton Williams started
yesterday.
We got five plays out of Jalix Hunt at the end of the game.
Yeah, 58.
We did.
He was flashing.
Yep.
He was flashing.
You guys were still around for the end of the game?
Oh, I had some money I had to try to win.
That's no way I saw the ending of that game.
But, man,
I'm still in my over-prepare mode for the WIP afternoon show.
Yeah. That third and 29 play, that was it for me.
You're out?
I'm out. I mean, it's third and 29. We got no offense to the guys out there playing wide receiver. I couldn't pick them out of a lineup. Run a freaking draw play and get off the field. How long does it take for a 29-yard route to develop? I got Jalen standing back there just holding the ball, waiting to throw the ball down. If that's another Kellen Moore thing, just hand the ball off and get out of there. It's third and 29. It's not the end of the game. This isn't fourth and 26 with the playoffs on the line. This is third and 29 in a blowout loss. You already are down players. Now, imagine if Jalen got injured on that play on third and 29.
I know.
Because he's standing back there holding the ball, waiting for guys to get 30 yards down the damn field. I was out after that play. I'm done. Pour me another Surfside. Toss me another one. I'm out.
Yeah, I was actually kind of encouraged that I didn't get any angry texts from you yet.
It was over too fast. Yeah. I didn't even get a chance to get upset. I was more or less stunned. It's just like getting punched in the nose when you're not expecting it. I'm like, hold on, man. My eyes are blurry. I can't see straight.
Eagles got Andy boiled yesterday.
I mean, man, game was over with so fast.
This hour is brought to you by Guided Door and Window. Buy a window or door. Get the second and a half off with 18 months interest-free financing. Call Guided Door and Window today at 877-GO-GUIDA or visit GUIDA.com. John.
No complaints with any of those, Jack.
No, yeah, you nailed it. Yeah, you didn't really nail in on the game balls last week, actually. So.
Well, there wasn't much to go around. I scored 15 points.
Well.
Oh, I'm good.
John and Philly, you're on WIP.
I'm not giving Jalen a game ball.
What's up, John?
Well, I guess they say a bad loss is never as bad as it seems, and a good win is never as good as it seems. So, the first thing I got to say, rest in peace. Dikembe Mutombo, condolences to him and his family.
Yes, sir.
Obviously. Yep. But the first thing I want to say, you can blame Nick Jalen. I don't think it's one or the other. You guys talked about some of the Twitter clips that went out there. I don't know what DJ's definition of belty you know what is, but that sure as hell wasn't it.
What did he say?
So before the game, he's like, we're going to go belts to asses today on video.
Oh, I didn't see that.
They got burned again, by the way. Four straight games, he's getting burned for a touchdown.
But to Jalen, I mean, we gave this guy $255 million, well-earned because of getting us to the Super Bowl. But he was a two-dimensional quarterback. He could run or pass. What happened to his ability to run? I mean, he's got, he runs for first downs here and there, but he used to be able to change a game. Other than Buffalo last year, I have not seen it. I mean, that slide late in the game yesterday, what was that?
What the hell was that? I thought he injured himself doing that.
Yeah, I thought he blew his knee out.
Yep.
I don't know what that was. Yeah, that looks scary. I seriously thought he injured himself on that play.
How does someone lose that much speed in 2 years? I know that there was talk about him getting injured last year, but you signed a big contract. The guy looks like he has no interest in being a leader on this team. He still mopes on the sidelines. You never see – I mean, there's – I know Kelce and Fletch ain't coming in the locker room. Mike, maybe you can talk more about this. You talked a little bit about accountability and players on Twitter, things like that. I mean, is there any leadership amongst the players on this team?
Well, just real quick, to go back to the speed thing, I wonder how much of it is him losing speed and how much of it is the rest of the league just sort of knows where he likes to run and how he likes to run. Because he was never outrageously fast.
Yeah, he wasn't
fast.
Lamar Jackson, Justin.
He was always like Russell Wilson.
Fields, yeah.
Yeah, like fast enough.
He made cuts.
But
he would go outside, cut inside.
Can I tell you this, John? Anymore. Mobile quarterbacks... If you can't throw the ball, in a year or two, the league will figure it out and shut you down. The only quarterback they haven't done that to is Lamar Jackson because he is outrageously fast and athletic. There's just the amount of fast that you have to be to outrun the ability to throw the ball is Michael Vick, Lamar Jackson. There are a lot of quarterbacks in the NFL.
Justin Fields,
who are functionally mobile in that if it's there, they can take it, but it's not a weapon. I don't think, looking back on it, Jalen's speed was ever, it was nice to have. Honestly, I think the thing that Jalen had over other quarterbacks is his strength when he was running, in that he looks like a running back. He doesn't run like a like a quarterback does. But I don't know how fast he ever was. As to the, I'm sorry for interrupting. Ike, you can speak on the leadership part of it. But The speed thing, I wonder if it is a league adjustment and not so much a Jalen speed thing.
I think there's leadership in the locker room. I really do. I think there are good leaders on this team. If you're talking about being able to police what guys are doing on social media, that's the world we live in today. Like, nobody – you think – you don't even want players spending time on trying – or coaches spending time on trying to police grown millionaires about what they do on social media. Like, they do this every year. They talk to rookies, do's and don'ts of social media. But these are veterans. These aren't young players that's their first year in the league. These are established players. That, I mean, Slade's been in the league for over 10 years.
Yep.
Like, these are established players. So they know. And what can you tell someone – who's made $70 million.
Yeah, don't tweet.
Yeah, like what are you going to tell these guys? You can't say anything to them. So a coach is not going to pull his hair out trying to, I don't know, control what these guys put on social media. He can advise, like, don't engage, be smart, you know, things of that nature, but you're not getting called up to the office for tweets. No, Nick Sirianni has a lot more to deal with than
tweets.
Yeah.
2-1, I think he probably shakes his head and goes, oh, why are you doing that? And then moves on to the rest
of the
day.
You know who shakes his head is Bob Lane.
Yeah, because he's the one that's
the head of PR, yes.